If it's Tuesday, it's Amazing FBA News Day, the show for Amazon seller news. I'm your host, Michael Vizi of Amazing FBA. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Amazon News. This is your host, Michael Vizi. Consumer discretionary stocks hit 52-week high. Consumer discretionary stocks traded in the exchange-traded funds, ETFs worldwide, could get another big boost next week after hitting a new 52-week high. CRFF Research Director Todd Rosales, head of the ETF, said they were expecting Prime Day to be a record-breaking event for Amazon this year. Jay Jacobs, head of research at Global X Funds, said, "You have to ask, what are the small companies doing differently to separate themselves on the market? When you look at the Amazons of the world, they are the innovative ones, not the small companies right now." Amazon has been found liable for harm caused by a product sold by a third-party seller. A federal court ruling that Amazon.com could be held liable for a dog collar sold on its website that partly blinded a woman could complicate the online merchant's business if it is applied broadly. The lawsuit was brought by a woman, Heather Oberdorf, who had bought a dog collar with a retractable leash sold by The Furry Gang through Amazon. The Furry Gang being a third-party seller on Amazon's website. When she took her dog for a walk, the pet lunged, breaking a ring on the collar, she claimed. That caused the leash to recoil and hit her face and eyeglasses, permanently blinding her in the left eye, she alleged. The third-party seller, The Furry Gang, could not be contacted or otherwise found by Amazon or the consumer. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia on July the 3rd overturned a judge's decision that Amazon was shielded under the Communications Decency Act, which protects online businesses from lawsuits over the postings of their users. Specifically, the Communications Decency Act protects Amazon from Oberdorf's failure to warn claims, the appeal court said in an opinion by Judge Jane R. Roth. Immunity provision for online platform sellers does not protect the company from her claims that Amazon is liable for selling, inspecting, marketing, distributing, failing to test, or designing the collar, the court said. It's the first federal appeals court to hold that Amazon is a product seller that can be held liable under state law for sales on its marketplace. That is so, the court said in a rather divided ruling on Wednesday, even though the products are sourced and shipped by third-party vendors. It found that Amazon's involvement in transactions extends beyond a mere editorial function. It plays a larger role in the actual sales process. If the ruling is applied more broadly, it could significantly affect Amazon. More than half the items sold on the popular site come from independent merchants. Amazon takes a commission on sales and charges additional fees for storing products in its warehouses, packaging them and delivering them. But it technically doesn't own the inventory, a fact it has used to protect itself from product liability cases in the past. Pennsylvania uses guidelines employed by other states, so the Third Circuit's reasoning could be applied more widely. That could impose on Amazon greater responsibility over the goods posted on its site, possibly adding new costs and complexities to a business model designed around efficiency. However, the precedent is not yet clear-cut. Although Amazon has not yet commented on the ruling, it seems likely that the company will ultimately appeal the ruling. A lower court will rule on whether the leash that caused Oberdorf's injury was indeed defective. Three other federal appeals courts have ruled recently in product cases brought against Amazon. Two ruled on the company's favour on the seller issue, and the third did not address this issue directly. Like many areas involving the relationship between Amazon and state and federal governments, the future is not yet entirely clear. But it is another one of the many rulings of the last couple of years that point to the tide of Amazon's relentless success in holding off liability and responsibility for third-party sellers beginning to turn against the Seattle-based giant. This includes the infamous ongoing sales tax battles with state governments, which are decidedly going against Amazon in recent months. Hong Kong protesters storm a legislative council. On July the 1st, a public holiday known as Establishment Day, in honour of the handover of the Hong Kong territory in 1997 from Britain to China, anti-government protesters stormed into the city's council chamber, displaying a British colonial flag for cameras and social media feeds. Carrie Lam, the territory's chief executive, held a press conference at police headquarters at 4 a.m. local time on July the 2nd, condemning the break-in and vowing that the perpetrators would be caught and punished. The Chinese Central Government Liaison Office in Hong Kong declared that the acts were an outright breach of the rule of law and have indeed arrested multiple people. UK's response. The Chinese ambassador to Britain, Mr. Liu, said the radicals had challenged the bottom line of one country, two systems, the framework negotiated in a treaty with Britain, under which Hong Kong's freedoms are meant to be protected until 2047. Mr. Liu warned the British to stay out of the fight, following the UK government warning to China to abide by its commitments under the bilateral treaty. Mr. Liu said the UK government had chosen to stand on the wrong side, and he warned to the consequences to the relationship with China if Britain continued to interfere, although he did not spell out what those consequences would be. Thanks so much for listening to Newsday. If you want to get more in-depth discussion of topics ranging from sourcing in China or South India, all the way through to sales tax and how to raise funds and financing, to name but a few of the topics, you'll want to check out the new 10K Collective podcast, which you can just put 10K Collective into your favourite podcast app, including Spotify, Google or Apple Podcasts. We also have a blog there with detailed show notes at 10kcollective.com. Thanks for listening.